The chairperson of investigation committee into Alan's death released its finding Thursday. David Charles Bilal, a tech expert at the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, says, according to eyewitnesses, fighting between SPLA-IO and the South Sudan Army took place in the early hours of the morning of August 26, 2017, the day Alan was killed.
We tried to see whether there's anything which shows that Christopher Alan was killed intentionally. All the witnesses in Juba or in Kaya have agreed in one thing, that the attack took place at around 5:30 a.m. in the morning. They believe it is possible to see a person, whether white. Now, the exchange of fire between the attack forces of the SPLM-IO and the defending forces of the government in the area of Kaya, it was not easy to know exactly whether there was a person of this kind. It was only when the attack forces were repelled. That was the time when the soldiers of the SSPDF conducted what they call damage assessment to see exactly who are there. And it was discovered that among the seven corpses were there, there was a white man which was sitting down there.
Juba journalist Rod George says the results of the investigation released Thursday did not reveal anything new about Alan's death, adding that the unity government should investigate the killings of local journalists in South Sudan.
I call upon South Sudanese government to put the life of South Sudanese citizen and that of foreign national at equal stake, because all human beings are equal. These journalists who were killed in South Sudan, they were doing their best to inform this nation in order to take informed decision and to take responsibility that is attached to the independence, so that we appear in the global map as good people. The culture of impunity, where our leaders threaten and later on a citizen will die as a result of a statement, is not good.
When the news of Alan's killings surfaced, South Sudan Information Minister Michael Mokwe labeled Alan as a white rebel who met his end in skirmishing. Mokwe later changed the narrative, insisting that Alan was killed in crossfire as government forces battled former SPLA-IO rebels. Charles Kemak, a journalist and content creator in South Sudan, says the government has done very little to provide justice to South Sudanese killed since the conflict war broke out between 2013 and 2016.
Over 15 journalists have lost their lives. Some of them were targeted, some of them were attacked, some of them were ambushed, and some of them really fell into crossfire, and some of them... So yes, with that kind of a situation, it's very difficult for one to say journalists have died and the government has not done anything. Because yes, as the fourth estate, it is also part of the community in South Sudan.
The government of the United States and the United Kingdom have been pressurizing the South Sudanese government to initiate a thorough investigation into the death of British-American journalist Christopher Alan, who was killed during fighting in Yei County. Oyet Patrick, president of South Sudan Union of Journalists, welcomes the initiative by the government to investigate the death of U.S. journalist Alan, adding that the government should investigate the killings of local journalists in the country.
We also ask all the armed groups and the government to really follow the law of war, which requires that journalists who are in war zone or covering conflict should be protected. So we would have expected the armed group where this journalist was actually embedded with, that is the group led by Dr. Riek Machar, to have provided some form of protection to him in terms of bulletproof jacket, helmet and things like that. Perhaps his life could have been protected. So we urge the government and all armed groups to protect journalists who are covering stories in this war zone in accordance with the law of war.
Yep Joseph is a journalist in South Sudan. He says journalists are skeptical of the outcome of the government probe into the deaths of journalists killed during 2013 conflict.
It is government who was accused and also the government who carried out the investigation. Government is trying to ensure that the impunity against journalists ends, but it is, let me say, like one-sided. There are more of national journalists who lost their life, but nothing has been done regarding that.
Last year, the government formed a committee chaired by David Charles Bilal, an expert from Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, to investigate Alan's death. Reporters Without Borders, a media watchdog, released a statement in 2017 saying the dual American-British citizen and freelance journalist was repeatedly shot while covering a clash in Kaya near South Sudan border with Uganda in August of that year after having been embedded with former rebel forces of the SPLA-IO for 3 weeks. The group said Alan was only carrying a camera at the time he was killed. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.